Let's talk some rugby as we do each Tuesday on the 100% Hutter Breakfast Show. Mr. Rugby Jonathan Weeks joins us. Good morning, mate.
Good morning, Bear. Good morning, everybody listening on 91.2 FM and 2FM.com.au.
Mate, what's happening with the Junior Championships merger?
Yeah, fantastic to see that. Well, we have the New South Wales Country Rugby meeting this weekend to sort things out with Steve O'Brien and how things are going in both seniors and juniors. Next year, as part of the experience at state championship level, we've got three carnivals that are going to be in the country, 12s in Camden, 13s in Orange and 14s in Dubbo, or it might be the other way around. But what will happen is the first 2 days of the long weekend of June, we will have Sydney playoff for a title and country playoff for a title. And then on the Monday there, we'll play off and find out to see who the state champion is there between the ages of 12 and about 18.
Good idea.
Boys and girls.
I love the idea of that one. So we will one day see some of those youngsters being part of test matches, of which we saw plenty over the weekend. Got any highlights?
Yeah, certainly. Yeah, the Cavalry Wallabies found a way to actually keep in the game, and somehow England made it really hard work not to try and put 60 on the Wallabies. They had plenty of ball. The Wallabies in the second half played too much rugby in their own 30, and they've got to start kicking for the corners. It's a thing I've noticed in the game is you hardly see any 50-22s being kicked, and seems to be this great obsession with wanting to have 10 or 15 rucks to be able to get that happening. But good kicking games, as we saw with Jamie Gibson Park there for the Irish side as they took on the All Blacks on the weekend, really broke the back of the All Blacks. But noticed in all the games as well that, penalty goals sort of finished it off for the teams. And most of the teams after about 10 or 15 minutes were pretty much fantastic. You know, they had the game in the bag. Scotland was certainly well beaten by the All Blacks in spite of the fact that Stuart Hogg scored a try from a forward pass in his first try. The English, had the game pretty much in the bag and found a way, as I said before, not to win. It was incredible. But the Wallabies just turned the ball over too much. The ironic thing about it was the rolling ball defence was outstanding for the Wallabies and also, of course, the scrum. But this weekend we'll see Alan Alatoa and also the Tom and Thor come back in for the game against the Welsh on Saturday morning. The All Blacks take on the French, and also the Springboks have a big, big clash as well. So some fantastic rugby going on around the traps. Great to see that Fiji played well on Monday morning as well. Bloke got sent off, had to be sent off, he was hit in the head, but the Welsh will think they're very, very fortunate to have won that game, and going to be interesting to see how they go against the Wallabies.
What about the big news though, the Irish defeating the All Blacks? If there's a nation that seems to have the All Blacks number over the last few years, it's been the Irishmen.
Yeah, well, as we said last week, they're always going to be prime because now the Southern Hemisphere sides are very, very tired. But what we saw against Scotland and South Africa is South Africa absolutely dominated Xander Ferguson in the scrum, and that laid the foundation for the win. And it was just a matter of the box. If they were playing in their peak season, they would have put 60 on the Scots. So a really interesting times when it comes to that. But plenty of great rugby ahead on Stan and also be in three.
And also, there are calls for a European Championship in the rugby?
Well, good grief, mate. You know, look what we've seen on the weekend. Belgium took on Canada, and Canada well beat them. Portugal should have beaten Japan if there was a bit more experience in the team after being down 31-25 in the 80th minute. Of course, the Portuguese guy threw an intercept ball in Lisbon to make it 38-25. Also, you've got Russia and Georgia who are outstanding against the French. If they hadn't got a couple of their guys sent to the sin bin, the score wouldn't have been 41-15. So it's one of those great challenges for the Six Nations. For 20 years since we've had Italian, Italy in the Six Nations, there's always been a call for a promotion relegation where Russia or Georgia gets the opportunity to come in.
Yeah.
So we've got these other fantastic nations that have come in, such as Croatia, Holland, and also Germany. Like, the best player in Germany is just under 3 year deal with the Auckland Blues and has played under 20s for the All Blacks under 20s. So work that out. A guy from Stuttgart, 4 years ago, played for the German under 16s, got poached by the All Blacks, so it never stops. So, and one of the twists of the tale over the weekend was, of course, in a Stellenbosch challenge, Zimbabwe defeated Brazil, and also Kenya were beaten by Namibia. And as we've been talking about for the last couple of weeks, Dave Pocock and the Beast from South Africa have been retired for 2 years. So if those guys decide they want to have another year off, they can qualify to play as Zimbabwe at the World Cup.
Oh, we'd love to be able to see it. It would grow the game even further. Mate, we'll catch up on the weekend and have a little chat about more rugby then, shall we?
Yeah, congratulations on the interview with Brent Dale. You can find out more through the website there, 2nm.com.au/breakfast. Get into what Brett's up to there in Newcastle Hunter Rugby. And it was a very nice bit of work on Saturday afternoon. You just need to sharpen up with who your rugby expert is, man.
Good on you, Weeksy. Thanks, mate.
Thanks, Pierre.